And finally this morning, a new book with the title Sport in the Vatican by Stefano and Roberto Calvigione was presented yesterday here at the offices of Vatican Radio. The book looks at the attention the Church has taken to sport and what role it plays in the life and formation of people. One of the speakers at the event was the director of the Church and Sport Office at the Pontifical Council for the Laity, Father Kevin Lixey. He spoke to us about how the Vatican came to have an office devoted to sport.
Well, it's actually with the beatification of Servant of God John Paul II, it's actually one of the last things that he bequeathed to the world of sport, to the Vatican in general. No, it's something he wanted from back in 2004, and so it's really, you could say, a fruit of his interest in sport, not only as a pontiff, as one who practiced sport, but as a sign of the times. He would almost deem sport a sign of the times, something that we need as the Church to be concerned with, to help enlighten it, to help to be a part of it, and not to run from it. So I guess that's what got the ball kicked off, got the ball rolling.
What kind of stuff does the Vatican office do? Do you meet with athletes, for example, or do you get to more intellectual pursuits? What do you do?
It's multifaceted. Basically, it is observatory, if you like to say, for the Vatican, for sport. That means kind of an intellectual side. What does the Church actually think about sport? So most of our past seminars have dealt with more of an intellectual level. What is sport, the phenomenon? How is it pastoral ministry in sport? What does that entail? So very broad, but very and also on an international level. So I think that also is quite a challenge when you consider maybe for people in India, cricket would be the number one sport, whereas football is pursued by the rest of the world. Then you have the United States, which is a whole other different set of sports. So it is very general, very broad, but the you could say observatory. But at the same time, we, through our seminars, through our different events in Rome, we have had contact throughout these years with various athletes to really kind of understand from their perspective what challenges they face as athletes, professional athletes especially, and as well the coaches, the perspective of a coach, whether professional or at the amateur level. So it's multifaceted. Our first stage has been really to understand, try to understand what is sport, what does this phenomenon mean for the Church today? And then to see what the Church can actually do to help to enlighten it, to help correct it, if you will, for those things that are areas where sport is kind of deviating from its original goal. But at the same time also to, as a means of evangelization. John Paul II saw sport as an opportunity. You know, how can the Church be a part of this world of youth, which is the world of sport? So it's multifaceted, fascinating, you could say, at the same time, but also a great opportunity for the Church today.
You say you've met with athletes at the top level, and you also mentioned that different countries have different sports. But what would an athlete of faith, not necessarily Catholic, but of strong faith, who is working at that top level, maybe in a football league here in Europe or playing basketball in the States or cricket in India, what kind of unique challenges does someone like that face?
Well, just the athlete in general, no, who if you look at an athlete perhaps who's taken out of their home environment early, at an early age, and kind of set on the professional track, maybe away from their family, or and then given maybe a chance at success where they're thrown a bunch of money, a bunch of fame, and then also told at the same time to do what's right. So your average athlete, professional athlete, has many challenges. But at the same time, it's a unique challenge for those who want to promote or witness their faith in sports, and that is the short window of opportunity. They say, well, look, Father, I have maybe these next few years of my professional career, and after that, no one will remember who I am. So now is the time, even though my time is restrained, now is the time when I can set a good example for the youth or even speaking engagements at the local level, et cetera. But they realize that it's a very short window of opportunity for them. So, and then the Church, on the other hand, to meet these athletes, because they're always changing, they're always up and coming, and then passing on to another generation, it's a continual turnover. So you could say professional level has many challenges.
You also mentioned corrective measures. Here in Italy, for example, a couple of years ago, we had a huge problem with violence at football matches, that they had to play games in empty stadiums, for example. You see that in other sports too. But you also see examples like the recent World Cup match between India and Pakistan, where the two prime ministers of these countries were able to meet and watch the game together. Is these the challenges to when you were talking about, like, for example, watching sport, that there good can come of it, but also bad can come of it?
Exactly. The United Nations, for example, likes to envision sport as a means for developing peace. I mean, especially on the amateur level, and maybe countries where there's problems with people just getting along, just getting together. So it's not a panacea, but it can be an opportunity. At the same time, there's no doubt that some of these extreme fans or extreme, you could say, even the extremes they go to can also be detrimental to sport itself, gives really a sport a bad name. But I think on the whole, the fact that people from different nations, maybe different religions, different backgrounds can come together on the playing field and enjoy a game of competition, friendly competition, says a lot about sport's universal character.
Here at the Vatican, in the last few years, they've been holding a special soccer tournament, football tournament, amongst the various parts of the Vatican, like the Swiss Guards and the pontifical universities. How popular is this amongst Vatican employees?
Well, I think among the Vatican employees, it probably is the younger generations who play. So I know in our own Vatican office, there's members who are people who are employees who have played in the past and enjoyed it. It was a great sense of camaraderie, a sense of meeting with other employees from other offices. At times, Vatican employees can be kind of in their own office without meeting or getting to know other people. So it's an opportunity in that sense. But I think the real excitement is around the seminarians tournament, the pontifical colleges, the Clericus Cup, which is really a great way for so many seminarians from so many different countries to meet others. And maybe it's around just the game or after the game. You have the famous after-time prayer as well. So there's a moment of also of meeting with the other seminarians. So I think it's unique in the sense that there's so many countries who participate, so many different nationalities on each team, and also playing against people from all the world. So it really is quite an international tournament.
Final question, we'll move till next year. Of course, the world's going to be looking at the Olympics taking place in London. This is, again, when the world's largest collection of athletes coming together, playing a multitude of sports. What kind of challenges does this pose?
Well, a lot of it is the preparation. No, even the chaplains. There's many teams, national teams, especially from predominant Catholic countries, that have a chaplain who, throughout the year, even the ramp-up time before the Olympics is with the teams and different. So that actually helps. And then at the Olympics themselves is a kind of a multi-language chaplain, perhaps, for different athletes and the services within the Olympic villages. But I think it's exciting to see for London 2012, the Catholic Church is really ahead of the game, I would say, that participating in our previous seminars with other chaplains who have participated from Austria, Italy, or Germany. They also already have a committee for the Olympic Games, and it seems like much is being done, not only to help the professional athletes, but also to reach out to those tourists and those who are coming to see the Games. I think in that sense, even the Church in England is putting a lot of responsibility on the Catholic Church alone to help out to provide kind of a sort of welcoming to those people coming. But I think the unique thing that they want to give is a different legacy this year. They know they can't, or the upcoming year, they can't better outdo perhaps Beijing in the sense of the fireworks and the spectacular. But they do want to leave a legacy. So I know the Catholic Church there is also working to kind of instill a legacy that is sport as a means of education development. So they're going school by school. I think there's a type of procession with a candle that's significant for the church's involvement that is going from school to school. And with that, a whole type of formation program, you could say, to raise awareness to sport's potential, to be a way to develop certain virtues, certain skills that can be also valuable for life. So this is, I think, the new legacy that they're trying to promote with the Olympic Games.